On this episode, we talk Westgate Lakes Resort, Confisco Grill, Via Napoli, and much more. Today is June 21st, 2022. This is episode 471 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you will get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. If you are looking for dining at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, you were not able to obtain it at your 60 days. Popular places like California Grill, Topolino's, Ohana. Head out to msmfriends.com and check out Mouse Dining. This is a free service that will alert you if a reservation becomes available so you can go and try to snag it. And then if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney or Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com and fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you.
Yeah, so today we are going to kind of do almost like a trip review. We were with Chuck and Ellie for 2 weekends in a row, and we did lots of dining and we stayed a neat place.
It was actually, so full disclosure ahead of time, because we are going to talk a little bit about Westgate Lakes Resort and Spa, which is right off of I-4. You've passed it on your right. If you've driven I-4 heading past Universal and Disney, it's almost dead center between the two. We had an opportunity to stay here. Chuck and Allie had the place for a week based on some previous planning that went awry due to COVID and all. Invited us out. It was a two-bedroom villa. These are timeshares. We cannot book these as part of Main Street Magic Travel. So we'll just tell you about it and then you can go from there. It's a really cool place. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You can book it online yourself. You can actually get a discount if you want to sit through one of their resort previews where they're going to try and sell the heck out of you to into a timeshare.
That's crazy.
And if you do try, look at just renting it straight up. I mean, you can get studio villas, you know, from $200 a night up to your two bedrooms like we stayed at can be up to $400 or so a night, $500 a night. There's a lot here. It's a huge resort. Mm-hmm. It's almost like its own little village.
Yep.
Right? There are 7 outdoor heated pools, 7 kid pools. There's 6 hot tubs.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I knew you've all got, that.
You've got a Draft Sports Bar and Grill, Sid's Bistro, Joe's Marketplace, Cordovana, Joe's Pizza, 3 poolside bars, room service, barbecue grills, basketball courts, fishing, horseshoes, marina, game rooms, picnic areas, miniature golf, planned activities, a water park, all kinds of stuff. They're doing events every day. This is truly a staycation type of place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We were minutes from Universal. Yep. We were just a few more minutes than that to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did you think overall of the place? We're not going to spend a ton of time on it. Just because we can't book them and we stayed for free, you know, and we'll put that out there. Rhonda and I stayed for free. So we don't want to make any recommendations here or there, because if we had paid $500 a night or something for a 2-bedroom, maybe it would change our mind. I don't know. But what did you think overall of this place?
Overall, it was super fun. It reminded me actually of a beach house because there was no carpet in there. It was all tile throughout. And, you know, it just... cute little kitchen and, you know, couple bedrooms and bathrooms. And it was really nice. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for Universal.
Yeah.
It was kind of a little far for Disney, in my opinion.
You got to get on I-4.
You do.
For Disney.
You do not have to for Universal.
No.
It just kind of takes you a nice little back way.
Yeah.
So that's super nice.
I mean, it, you're right. When you said it had kind of a beach house feel or vibe, it to me felt like we were renting a condo. Mm-hmm. Somebody's like condo.
Yep.
Very roomy, full kitchen. We actually cooked 2 full meals there. Yep. So the place was reserved for the entire week. So we went down last Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then everybody went home, worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, pretty much.
Yep.
Chuck and Allie went back Wednesday and Thursday night. We came back Thursday night, headed home Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice big balcony overlooking the pool. We enjoyed the little water parks, got 2 pretty good slides, a very small wave pool, but a cool to hang out in, a lazy river.
Yep.
You know, we enjoyed two of the pools. We had pizza one night. We really had a great time.
We did.
Again, if I'm looking for a universal stay, I would look more at staying potentially. Now, it wouldn't have worked out for the first weekend because we brought three kids with us. They brought Alex. So we had we had eight people the first weekend. But if I'm looking for a place with room to just say sleep six and going to Universal for the cost and the convenience, I would stay at Dockside.
Oh, absolutely.
Or Surfside.
Yeah.
You're going to pay a lot less and you're not going to have that full kitchen. So, you know, if you're thinking of cooking meals, you'd have to get a little inventive, but I just think for the price and convenience, not needing a car, you know, you're going to need one here. And then if I'm looking at Disney, I'm probably still going to recommend the 2-bedroom over at Town Place Suites.
I agree.
You are going to get a full kitchen there.
Yep.
You're not going to get the little, you know, water park and some of these extra amenities, but unless you're doing a true staycation, you're not going to have time for them anyway.
Yep.
So if you're looking at doing parks each day, I don't think all these neat amenities, you know, and the fact that they've got like bowling and bingo, beer and bingo, that's cool. trivia, you know, ice cream socials, those things aren't going to matter as much when they're at 1 p.m. and you're in the park.
Right.
So just a thought there. If you want to look at this place, if you want to sit through a timeshare presentation and save your 40%, go for it. These Westgate, you know, are all over. Westgate resorts are all over the world.
Yeah.
And I believe you can do that. Just, I don't know much about timeshares. I know more probably about Disney Vacation Club, but I do know that timeshares can get you wrapped up and can be a big mistake when you're getting super pressured in these meetings where they're basically going to give you the world and you don't realize that you're giving them the world back. So I would just say be careful with those.
Yeah.
But I was very thankful that we had an opportunity to stay here. We really enjoyed it. It was a neat change of pace, I think, too.
Yeah, it was.
So, mentioned something, because we did Universal the first weekend, we did Disney the second weekend, and as we said before, we are nowhere near Universal pros.
Nope.
You know, we know a lot less about Universal than we do about Disney. We've been pass holders for 2 years, but we probably go more like every other or every 3 months. We are premier pass holders.
Mm-hmm.
We have some awesome perks because Universal truly takes care of their pass holder, especially in tiers.
Yes.
What did we do for the first time ever driving to Universal that we will now do every single time?
Well, every single time that we drive to Universal. We actually, for the first time ever, went ahead and did valet parking. Now, I knew this was part of it because Josh and Kat drive and they do this every time.
They do it every time?
Yeah.
I completely forgot that this was a perk of being a premier pass holder is free valet parking.
Yes.
How much is not free valet parking, Rhonda?
$75 for the day.
Yeah.
Or after, I can't remember how many hours.
After four, it's, I think it's cheaper.
But anyways, so we drove and got valet parking and it was super nice because you have a little security guard thing that you go through and then you go up the stairs and you're right there, like, almost at the entrance. You have one little walkway.
You're put in on the other side of the main security. So you bypass all of that.
You have one little walkway and then you're literally on City Walk's grounds.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And then
Coming out.
Yeah, same. And you just need, you know, a little bit of cash. You know, don't forget that. You know, $5, $6, $7 I think we gave the guy. So
I mean, honestly, this could, I would never pay $75 for this. Unless you're just rolling in money and you're throwing money around, then pay your $75. That's up 100%. To you. But being a premier pass holder and just forgetting that this was a perk, I hate that we haven't been doing this. Because half the time now we do probably drive to the parks. And then the other half, maybe we're staying on property.
Right.
But yeah, super duper easy. This is subject to availability. There's not a ton of valet parking, but we were there just a little bit after opening anyway.
And I was going to say, if you get there probably at opening,
I bet anytime before noon you're probably fine. This, I'm not kidding, probably saves you 15-20 minutes on arriving and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from, because first of all, it's a lot easier to get to. Anytime that we drive from the way that we're coming, we have to take this weird roundabout way to get over to the parking lot. Then you're sitting with all those other cars parking, especially if it's near opening and it's backing up some. Then we were using the prime parking, which at least puts you a little bit closer, but you still, you know, you park and then you walk and then you've got to wait in the lines and then you got security, then you got a more walk. So I just thought this was awesome.
It was.
I'm like, I can't wait to use it again. And it worked out well because we had two vehicles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Allie rode with you. I rode with Chuck. You and I both have the premier passes. Yep. So it worked out really well that we could all just be there. Then on the second day, Lacey forgot her annual pass.
Oh, yeah, she did.
This, I won't say it was hard to get a replacement.
But don't forget.
But it took forever. Don't forget your annual pass.
Or
make sure that you load them into the app on your phone. Mine is loaded.
Yes.
We need to sit down and load all of your passes as a backup.
It was funny because we were driving and all of a sudden, and don't ask me why, I'm asking while we were driving, not in the house. But I was like, everybody got their annual, or everybody got their pass? And Lacey's like, uh-oh, I don't have mine. So thank God Allie was in the car and she's like, oh, it's okay. I forgot mine before and they'll just give you a new one.
It would have taken less time if you turned around and went back to the resort and got her pass.
Possibly. But yeah, it was unfortunately a little harder, but it did take a little bit, but they totally did it.
Oh yeah, they were great, but it took 15, 20 minutes and three team members,
mm-hmm.
I think, which was just strange to me. And then, you know, they asked for, especially them being kids, because I would think they could have seen your pass, your ID, boom, bring up the system, say, there's the child, let's issue a new pass.
Right.
And it just took a lot longer than that. So it was kind of interesting. But again, just a little tip. Don't forget your AP.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Dining. We're going to now dive into some Universal dining.
Yay.
Because for the first time, we ate at Confisco Grill. We had heard about this a long time.
Sir, say, now why do we eat here, Jeremy?
Well, so originally, which we learned they have done away with, they had a pass holder specific section.
Mm-hmm.
They have pass holder exclusive menu items, drinks, food, things like that. And we thought, all right, we don't do a lot of in-park Universal dining. We've dined at most of the places at City Walk. I think in-park we've eaten at Finnegan's and Mythos.
Yep.
That's it. Not that there's like this large array of in-park, you know, table service or full service, they call it, dining.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go here because, first of all, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's right there at Port of Entry to the right as you're entering Islands of Adventure.
Yep.
Backwater Bar, we've been into many times for some drinks to go. It has a really cool, that whole Port of Entry navigator, like treasure hunting vibe,
mm-hmm.
I guess I would describe it as.
Yep.
And so we went in and I was like, you know what? Let's try it. They have AP exclusive food. They got AP lounge area, all this stuff. They said, no, we don't.
Right.
But they took our giant party of nine anyway and sat us upstairs, outside covered area,
mm-hmm.
in a section that ended up being all our own.
Yes.
So it felt like we had AP exclusive dining.
Yes, I agree.
So that was really cool, actually.
Yes, it was.
Our waitress, I did not jot down her name. But she was super awesome. She was she was absolutely wonderful waitress and team member. We got to try a lot of food because there were nine of us.
Yes.
So we were ordering a lot of food. Rhonda, start us off with the appetizers that we ordered. And I think one of them specifically, we can give some comparison to one of our favorite appetizers over at Disney.
Yes. So we got the ahi tuna nachos for $14.95. This is sesame seared ahi tuna, diced avocado, edamame, Napa cabbage, wonton chips, jalapeno, micro cilantro, scallions, sweet soy sauce, and wasabi aioli drizzles.
What'd you think?
This was fantastic.
And what are we going to compare it to?
The tuna nachos over at Yak and Yeti.
Yeah.
This was a smaller size, but they were outstanding.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. Comparing them, very comparable. I think
extremely comparable.
I can't say which one I like better. I mean, I feel like the only reason I'd pick Yak and Yeti is because of the size is so much more.
Yeah, so theirs is $19.99 at Yak and Yeti. The size difference actually, like you can't go, wow, Yak and Yeti is too expensive or this one is cheap because of the fact that the actual size of dish is different. So I think they're 100% apples to apples comparison.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I agree. I like the size of the ones at Yak and Yeti for the simple fact that you could really feed a giant group on those things.
Mm-hmm.
These were a bit smaller, but when I'm thinking about it, I almost might like these better. I think the flavors were almost spot on. I think Yak and Yeti's got a bit more spice to it, but I wasn't missing it with these.
Okay.
But the way these were laid out on that wide plate,
yeah,
I thought you had a better ratio of toppings to chip as opposed to Yak and Yeti, which is a bowl piled more where it is possible to get down to the bottom of the chips and you're out of toppings. This one was evenly distributed toppings on every chip, and it was super duper good. I mean, that's the only reason I think I would give this one an edge, but I don't think either one technically beats the other because I think they were so good and they're both so comparable. Okay. So if you like the Yak and Yeti tuna nachos and you're coming here, I would 100% order these.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What else do we get for an appetizer on this super hot day?
Yeah.
You want something super refreshing. I think the Ahi nachos did a little bit of that, but I think the next appetizer really knocked it out of the park as far as refreshing us.
We got the lemon hummus for $9.95. It is spiced chickpeas, creamy tahini sauce, paprika oil drizzle, sesame seeds with a charred pita and a chia seed cracker. And this was, like Jeremy just said, it was super, super refreshing. Like,
yeah.
I really liked it.
Ton of lemon flavor. Mm-hmm. It had those crispy fried chickpeas on top, gave it a little crunch. I would ask in the future, I don't know if they can, I would say, can we get double charred pita instead of the chia seed crackers?
I
didn't like the crackers with it.
I agree.
I just didn't think it worked. I don't know why, but the charred pita was absolutely perfect with it. Again, super refreshing, super lemony. Absolutely loved this. And then the kids wanted the regular nachos.
Yes.
So they got the loaded nachos for $11.95, which are crisp tortillas with beef and bean chili, cheddar cheese sauce, tomato red onion salsa, shaved jalapeno, cilantro lime crema, and house-made guacamole. Did you try these nachos?
I don't remember.
Have at least a bite?
I think I did.
I had a bite and loved them.
I thought they were.
Knocked
they
it out of the park
really
nachos.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. These three appetizers were probably some of the best appetizers we've had at a place that's comparable to this. Like, I'm not going to put this up against fine or signature dining restaurants at Disney, obviously, but I was very surprised by how good these were.
Yeah.
We'll get into our entrees, handheld sandwiches. Preface, not that any of them were bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ended up living up to our quick hype after we had these three amazing appetizers.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll agree with that.
So go ahead.
You had a drink, though.
Oh, I did. Yes, I actually did have a drink. I went ahead and got the watermelon lemonade for $14.50. This is Deep Eddy Lemon Vodka, DeCooper Pucker Watermelon Lemonade and Sprite. Again, super refreshing.
Oh, my gosh. It was
really
so
delicious.
Good. It's sweet, though.
Yeah. I want to recreate this, and I looked. But I didn't realize, I looked at watermelon juice and it has got a ton of carbs in it, which of course we've been cutting back on and sugars, obviously. So I want to make this at home, but then I don't because I could drink these all day long.
Yeah.
Super refreshing and good. And it's one of those drinks where if you don't, a lot of people don't like the taste of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that is prepared so well, even though it has two different alcohols in it, that you don't taste it whatsoever.
Yeah.
You would not know there's alcohol in it if someone just handed it to you, which, again, is something that could get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Both
absolutely.
Drinking too much and paying $14.50 a drink. It'll really get your wallet in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with our entrees. What did Rachel have? And again, we've got a good... I like, because we are a predominantly Disney podcast who does venture to Universal, and I know a lot of our listeners do the same now, I like when we can kind of compare something back to a well-known item or place at Disney, and we're able to do it with what Rachel got. So thank you, Rachel, for ordering them. What are we talking about?
We are talking about some sweet and sour sticky ribs for $20.95. It is Philippine-inspired smoked pork ribs tossed in a sweet and sour sauce with an Asian cabbage slaw.
Yeah. This was good.
I don't think I didn't taste these.
I did.
Okay.
Of course, we're talking about Morimoto Asia and their sticky ribs. These are not as good, but these were very, very good. I think it was about 4 or 5 good-sized meaty ribs, that nice sweet and sour sticky sauce, the refreshing kind of like cabbage slaw beneath it. I understood the theory in it, but I don't know that it really worked, I guess I would say. The ribs were super tender the way that they should be. And I've said this before. People are always like, oh, these ribs are fall off the bone. They're not supposed to.
Right.
You're supposed to be able to bite them and see teeth marks but still be super, super tender. And that's what these accomplished.
Yeah.
So nice. I actually think flavor profile wise, this was one of the best things that we all got.
I think I did taste it.
I think you did too. Because she gave like a whole rib for us to try.
And it was really good. Yeah. That is right.
I liked these. I would still pick Morimoto's, but Morimoto's, I think, are around the same price for three ribs.
Yeah.
So you do get a little bit more out of this.
Yeah.
But it is one of those where if you like Morimoto's ribs, I think you're truly going to enjoy these.
Yes.
Right. What did Alex get?
He got this pen. A la vodka.
Yeah, penne alla vodka.
Which is weird because it sounded...
It's first the vodka sauce.
I know, but I thought it was a drink.
Oh.
I was like, he couldn't get this. But it's $18.95, and this is Kamala olives, peppercinis, and grilled Italian sausage tossed in a light tomato and a vodka cream sauce.
It was good.
Yeah, it was. I took a small bite, and it's pasta. So
yeah, this is
the peppercini I really liked.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think they did, but
correct.
I really did. I thought it was fantastic. So
this is, I'll say this is what you would expect when you're going to a place that isn't an Italian pasta place. You know
yes.
what I mean? I mean, this is, it yep. tastes store bought and all, but that isn't a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, if you at home buy a good vodka sauce in a jar and you cook up some, you know, Italian sausage, and then you mix it in and you get some store-bought pasta off the shelf and you cook it. That's what you have here. And it was fine. If you went to Vivo and got this, you'd probably have a different opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and this is what was served.
Yeah.
But again, I thought it was a good pasta dish. Yeah. Very hearty yeah. portion.
Yep.
I think $18.95 is kind of a bit much, but we're at a full service restaurant.
Right.
This is the prices you're paying. Right. So, and then we went ahead. So this was one of the AP exclusive menu items. Now this was supposed to drop off the menu May 26th.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is still available.
Yes.
And that is the Dan Dan noodles.
Yes.
So these are spicy Szechuan noodles, shaved beef, chili oil, bok choy, peanuts, and scallions. Rhonda and I split this. What did you think? It was a very splittable dish, I think, in
it
size.
Was.
It was a very nice, big, hearty bowl. Filled with noodles and the beef and all that. But what did we think?
It was really good, but it was very cup of noodle like.
It kind of was.
With a little extra, you know, chili oil and stuff in it.
Yeah, it felt like here it was there.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying it was bad.
Right.
I mean, because a lot of people like cup of noodles.
Yeah.
You know, where it's... I like them. You know, I haven't eaten those in a while because of our lifestyle change, but I like the juice. I like, you know, I know it's all salt and, you know,
yeah.
it's like, but it's so good. It's super cheap. So $21.95, it's sad that it kind of seemed like cup of noodles. Like they took cup of noodles, put it in a bowl. Like I said, added a little bit of, you know, some scallions and some of this and just kind of threw some stuff in it on top of
yeah.
that cup of noodles. So
it, yeah, like you said, it wasn't bad. It was still good. It was missing something. It was missing a certain pop of flavor or spice. To me, what it tasted like and felt like as you're talking cup of noodles is that there was like, I don't know, just say there's some TikTok challenge that is like, make a pho noodle bowl using $8 at Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you go in and you literally buy a cup of noodles and then you go, oh, here's a dollar chili oil. And ooh, here's a, I'm sorry, everything's $1.25 now. And they have a dollar frozen roast beef or something
yeah.
like Hungry Man dinner that I can pull some elements from with some veggies. And like, that's what it felt like. Almost like it was some sort of Food Network social media challenge
but
to make an
bad.
Elevated dish
yeah.
with very minimal priced items.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had asked maybe if they had hot sauce or something. I was definitely missing a kick of something.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. There's the Dan Dan noodles. They are still serving them, apparently. We don't know how long that'll last since
right.
they were supposed to take them off. Handhelds, all served with fries.
Yes.
What did Allie get? Which actually might be the best thing that we had
oh,
overall. I think the best
think
flavor
was
the ribs. I think this was the best dish yep. that anyone had.
So Allie got the Confisco BLTA for $18.95. This is braised pork belly, lettuce, crispy fried green tomatoes, avocado, chipotle mayonnaise, toasted rosemary focaccia.
Whoo, that focaccia?
Yeah.
I don't believe it is on the menu as an appetizer, but it should be. Yeah, I don't see it. It should.
So good.
You should be able to just order that with oil and a balsamic vinegar to dip it in.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be good.
So what did you think of this sandwich?
It was fantastic. It was huge.
Yeah.
So she let us obviously taste it and have a bite. And I think I took two bites because it was super good.
Oh, yeah.
That braised pork belly, fantastic. Crispy fried green tomato, outstanding. Avocado, the chipotle mayonnaise, focaccia, like all of the elements together just seriously made this the best thing that there was.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree. I've always said in something like a sandwich, it doesn't matter what's in it. You have to get the ratios right.
Correct.
Because you don't want to bite in and all you taste is pork belly.
Right.
Or you don't want to bite in and it's just got the chipotle mayonnaise like just oozing out and it's too much. Or,
right.
And honestly, with this thick focaccia,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how this wasn't a dry sandwich. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like every element was perfectly layered and flavored and balanced. And I loved it. And I would literally go back next time.
Oh, yeah.
And either get this or I would be like, can we just get some focaccia? Like, what does it cost?
I would totally get this and split this too. With you. This was so
fries
good.
Were good. Standard fries, but good. Yep. Not bad. Kaylin went ahead and got the Chipotle chicken wrap for $15.95. This is grilled chicken, romaine, cheddar jack cheese, roasted corn, salsa, chipotle, sour cream. She asked our waitress, was it spicy? She said no. So Kaylin got it. This was a well put together wrap.
Mm-hmm. Did you taste it?
I did. I enjoyed it. It was another one. Same thing with the wrap. Make sure that all your elements are equally distributed in a way that you taste everything the way you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And this did that.
Yep.
So I thought that it was good. Chuck. Well, first we'll go Lacey and Kendall. We brought their friend Kendall with us. One of the chicken fingers, $7.95 mm-hmm. off the kids menu. Very good price for a full service restaurant because mm-hmm. that's like a quick service. That's less, I feel like, than an in-park quick service price.
Mm-hmm.
Tender chicken fingers, lightly breaded. And then they got them with fries. They were theme park chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I know lots of kids like.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck just wanted a simple burger.
Yep.
And wanted to order the burger off the kids' meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he asked our waitress, could we do that? It's $7.95. It's grilled and served on a sesame seed bun, right?
Yep.
Standard burger.
Yep.
And she said, as an adult, I have to charge you double the amount.
Yeah. So that would have been 14...
It would have been, yeah, I mean, it would have been $16.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And nothing on it. I mean, really, it's not like it's coming with lettuce and tomato. You've got bait. I mean, it's not even, which would have been understandable. But part of it was he just wanted a plain burger and there was mm-hmm. no need to spend it on an adult one.
So it was super funny because then I was like, since Kaylin got her own and Lacey and Kendall was splitting.
Yeah.
I was like, can I say it's for my kid then? And she kind of was like, well, now that I know. And then she's like, I got you.
She was super cool. She was like, don't worry about it. I'll charge you the kid's price.
Yep.
I don't understand it because you're not getting any more. I don't understand this kid's menu, adult menu, and limiting because there's nothing wrong with Kaylin ordering an adult menu. You know, technically, again, in the eyes of Universal, she's an adult. Okay. You have a 7-year-old kid. They can order off the adult menu.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell them, no, you can't do that.
Or
they're not going to say, it's half the price.
Yeah.
Right. So the fact that you're getting the exact same thing, I just don't think it should matter who's eating it.
I agree. And that's the way Disney does it.
I know. And I know they want to make the money that they can. But if technically all nine of us who were all considered adults, if all nine of us wanted to order a kid's meal, it's not different. It's not like they're then going, oh, well, we're going to give them double fries and it's going to be a double patty burger and we're going to give them 8 tenders instead of 4. And that way we're going to charge you more. No, you're getting the exact same amount of food.
Right.
But something to note. So, you know, not that we're people who want to ever game the system, but if you are an adult at Universal who would like a kid's meal, you might just want to have your kid order it if you have to. Because I don't think she would have questioned. Well, she obviously didn't question Lacey and Kendall, who are over 9 years old. Therefore, she technically should have double charged that chicken tenders as well, because it was a kid's meal being ordered for what they see as an adult.
Mm. Yeah,
I guess. Think it's because he's an adult. He's a grown man.
Right.
And they are obviously still children.
Right.
So that's why I think she didn't say anything to them. But I just thought it was an interesting kind of thing. We're going to move to Disney.
Okay.
And we're going to talk via Napoli.
All right.
But first, one thing we did learn, we're always trying to update, especially Cosmic Rewind. The 2 days that we went back, Thursday and Friday, we had zero issue at 7 a.m. securing a virtual queue for the four of us.
Which was awesome, yes.
Again, world clock. It takes roughly 3 seconds to refresh. So go in ahead of time, confirm your party, have it on that screen in MDE, on another screen or whatever, watch world clock, and with at least 3 seconds to go, hit that refresh button. And yep. I don't think you're going to have a major issue.
I agree.
From what I can tell, this has been much easier to acquire, especially at the 1 p.m. drop, than Rise ever was.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is good. I think people are getting the ride, so I'm happy about that. We know we said there is no DAS for Cosmic Rewind.
Correct.
You have to secure a Lightning Lane paid, or you have to secure a virtual queue. What we learned, though, is if you have a virtual queue, that return time could still get you 30, 45 minutes in line.
Right.
So what you can do is you can go up to one of the cast members that is standing outside under the umbrellas. You can let them know that you have a virtual queue return and that you have DAS. They will verify, and then they will put you directly through Lightning Lane. You're going to bypass that part of the queue, but you're going to basically go a secondary kind of almost back end walkway straight into the pre-show. So it will definitely limit your time. So if you are DAS or somebody in your family has DAS and you're concerned that I got a virtual queue, what's the wait going to still be?
Right.
Please do that. Go through Lightning Lane.
Absolutely.
Be all set. First, though, before we get into Via Napoli, what did you watch for the first time ever? And I think we really went in here because it was super hot and we're like, we need a break already. But what did we go see, Rhonda?
And we were waiting to, we still
Remy.
Had time to
Yeah, we
had
a return time for Remy.
So we were over in Paris and gonna ride Remy, but we had a little time. And the Beauty and the Beast sing-along was there, and it was 10 minutes till the show. Yeah. So this was my Disney first. I have never done it before and went in and
so what'd you
sat.
Think?
And it was super cute. Loved it. You know, having LeFou be the, like, supposedly hero. It's cute how they, you know, this poor guy that was Gaston's sidekick that always got crapped on. I mean,
I was wondering what word you were going to go with.
That's a
family friendly enough one, I think.
Yeah, he, you know, they just made him look
poopied on.
Yeah, there you go.
Doo-dooed.
It just made him look a little bit better, which
I don't like it.
Whatever.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I said it before we were going in, and Allie loves it and loves how they kind of changed LeFou in a sense and changed the story. I just, to me, it seemed the story that they created, it made it seem that this was not true love.
Like
that he had to like coerce them and trick them into falling in love. That if he had not done this, they would have never found each other. It literally, like he literally sets it up to get her father there, knowing he's going to be captured by this beast, and then that she'll come save him because of the type he is, and then he, like, I didn't like the complete change of story. The same way that I like the movie Maleficent, but I don't like the major changes they made to the story. I like the live action retellings because they add a lot within the story, but they don't really change the end.
Okay.
And maybe that's just me. I don't want the end greatly changed. Same way that what True Love's Kiss ended up being Maleficent for Aurora in that movie. Same here. All of a sudden you have LeFou as this matchmaker and it didn't feel like the Beast and Belle would have gotten together without him.
Yeah.
And so that's my whole thing. It's super adorable. It's a great break. The seats are not super comfy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody was singing along at the top of their lungs, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I definitely say go check it out. Give your own opinion of it. If you've seen it, let us know what your opinion is. I'd love to hear what other people think because I bet it's kind of maybe a 50-50.
Yeah.
So or maybe we'll put a poll out in the community or something and see what people think.
Yeah.
So we, after Remy, we headed out the back entrance, actually. A friend of mine, Chris, who I grew up with, went to middle school, high school with, had not seen or talked to him in probably 20 years. Out of the blue, we got a form submission on the website about 2 weeks ago. And I see his name. And I'm like, wait, I know someone named that. And sure enough, it's him. And he's like, I've been listening to your podcast and we're going to Disney next week. Haven't been in 5 years. So I called him, gave him some tips. So we went and met up with him, had a drink. The ladies were getting hangry.
That was right.
Because it was us, Chuck Alley, Tony, our friend, met up with us. And so I know you guys were all super hungry. We needed to decide where to eat. Beer Garden was readily available and I squashed that. I think everybody else would have eaten there. Spice Road was available as a walk up, but we just ate there.
And I think
with Tony.
And I think we've literally almost eaten all the menu. So it's not like we could go and get something different and new.
Yeah. Like I like this. I really like this walk up though.
Yeah.
So now when you're going to look for dining, you can say today, breakfast, lunch, dinner, or there's a button that says now. It will show you walk-up availability. We have seen things at 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Le Cellier was at like 45 minutes. And we kind of teetered, do we want to do that? And we were like, that's still a wait. So
Chuck was like, it'll take us 45 minutes to
walk
back.
Over there.
It was so hot this day.
It was so freaking hot. So then you had the idea, I think, of Tutto Gusto.
Yes.
Which we walked up to realize they do not open until 3 p.m.
And this
and
was
it was 1:40, 1:30. So where did we go instead?
Well, we went over to Via Napoli,
which was not showing up on the app as a walk-up or any reservation.
So I walked up and said, do y'all have walk-up times? And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, how long will the wait be? And she said, about 15 minutes. And I was like,
sign us up.
Awesome. Yes, I'm hungry. Let's do this. So we did, and we only waited 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they took us back and put us at this nice table.
Oh, we had a wonderful table.
Was,
like, as you walk into the little, I guess, lobby where, you know, they're going to greet you and all, it's surrounded by glass. And we were right there on the left. So we had an outside view, and then we had kind of a view of the people coming in.
Yep.
We were right at the end of the kitchen. Again, it felt very, like, secluded almost.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Via Napoli, we had been, if you go back to December of 2018, it's the last time you and I had been.
Mm-hmm.
And we went with the dining package, Neil Patrick Harris, Candlelight Processional. So my takeaway at that time is that the pizza is absolutely outstanding.
Right.
And I love that prosciutto and melon pizza. But all other food, oh no, I'm sorry, we did go Galaxy's Edge opening weekend as well. That's the last time we went. Would have been August of 2019.
Right.
And we ate pretty much all pizza.
Yep.
I said it's very Olive Garden, and I sometimes get a lot of like resistance to that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Right.
I'm just saying that's to me what it is. People are like, but I love Olive Garden. I'm like, okay, Olive Garden's great.
Yeah.
Just expect that's the food you're going to get for a very elevated price. And we've had the discussion. How much is it worth to eat in the World Showcase? Because if a dish at Olive Garden is $12.95 and the same dish at Disney is $19.95 in Via Napoli, is it worth $7 to eat inside the World Showcase? It might be.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Via Napoli. I love the setting. I love the big wood-fired, you know, heads and cooking the pizzas and all. So just something to think of. When we go to Via Napoli, we're going to get pizza.
Yeah.
We're probably really not going to get like pasta and stuff like that, you know?
But we didn't get that today to be able to, unfortunately, tell you if it still is the same, because that was quite some time ago now.
Yes, it was.
And it could have changed.
And we really enjoyed Tutto Italia.
Yes.
Which is going to be very similar, right? There next to Tutto Gusto.
Yes.
We really enjoyed it. But again, I would still put it on a level. I'm not going to put it on a level of Trattoria or Vivo over at City Walk. Like those to me are where you feel like you're getting that handcrafted. These are well executed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
What did you get to drink?
Oh, well, first of all, my one friend did go to Italy and bring me back some real limoncello.
Yeah.
And I sipped it over ice one time and I
super
was
super good.
It was. I was looking and they had a lemon drop, which is vodka and limoncello over shaved ice for $15. And I was like, I want some limoncello.
Yeah.
I want that. So I got that. And it was fantastic. I mean, holy moly, this thing is
super good.
So good.
This pack's a punch, though. So, like, going to the lemon hummus, that has a lemon flavor that's refreshing, cool. This one will, like, kick you in the back of the throat. With this one tastes like alcohol. Talking about my watermelon lemonade drink, no alcohol taste. Eh. This tastes like alcohol, but in a very good way.
Yeah. It was very sweet, but yet good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
My only confusion with it is I almost felt like you needed to eat it with a spoon because it was truly shaved ice mm-hmm. as opposed to it being like a drinkable slushy. So I almost wonder if you should have just eaten it with a spoon at first.
Maybe.
It was super good, though.
But I didn't.
And then...
Yeah, everybody liked it.
Also, before we get into the next sangria flight here that Allie got, Samantha was our cast member waitress, and she was awesome. She was absolutely outstanding. Allie got the sangria flight. This is $23. There's a Prosecco one, a Gavi, and a Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
They were all super duper good. And you can order any of these individually as a full drink,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that these were full drinks.
Yep.
This was three full size drinks. This to me did not look like a flight.
Well, and that's what the,
except that there were three of them.
That's what the cast member did say when she said the sangria flight. She said it's actually three drinks. It's not like smaller ones.
This is like calling the one at Three Bridges a sangria flight, and you think you're getting little teeny tastes similar to Brown Derby.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what I was expecting to come out. And instead, these are pretty much full size stemless wine glasses, three of them. And everything was super good and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like a red sangria because they're usually not overly sweet the way that a white one is. Yes. But this Prosecco one was delicious.
That
super
was her
refreshing.
Favorite, right?
Yeah. That Prosecco was like, you're going to brunch? Boy, have I got the drink for you.
Yeah.
But it also goes well at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
With, you know, pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
So we did go ahead and order a garlic focaccia.
Yes.
This is on the appetizer menu. This is $4.95. You thought it was just brought to the table.
Yeah, I did.
It should be.
It should be.
It's super good. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I just don't think that, I think this should be a here's your bread service thing.
Oh,
and then
I agree.
Had to ask for oil. And she brought out the oil and then was like, would you also like the balsamic? I think should be just brought to the table like you're at a macaroni grill. You know, when they do that,
I agree.
And they should automatically bring the oil and they should automatically bring the balsamic and then bring you bread. Then I went ahead again. It's so hot outside. I wanted something super refreshing. So I got the mozzarella caprese salad for $12. Mozzarella, vine ripened tomatoes, basil.
There's only three of them.
And then I said, super good. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
But then I said to everyone, I was like, why would I order that for $12? Like, you can't mess it up. It's going to be good, but it's a lot. I think that $12 is a lot. I mean, that's $4 per chunk of mozzarella and tomato.
It was really good, though. I mean,
oh, it's super duper good, and it's super refreshing. And we went ahead and cut all of them in fourths, and we split it around our table of five. And it definitely was the refresh that I wanted and needed.
Yeah.
Especially when you move into what our main dish was. We're all kind of toying around with, what are we doing? What are we getting? Right?
Yeah.
We landed on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What pizza and what size?
So it's super cool because they do have a 10-inch individual, which supposedly serves one for $24. Or you can get a large, which is a 20-inch, and it supposedly serves 2 to 3, which is $38. Or you can get a half meter mezzo metro, which serves 3 to 4 people for $50.
Yeah.
So we actually were all talking since they have a metro size and we all went ahead and collaborated and said we agree.
Which one would we all do?
Right. We agree on. So we did the picante, which is tomato sauce, mozzarella, Italian spicy sausage. And this thing came out and it was just big and beautiful. Yeah.
If I'm sure people have seen the photos of it's a sheet tray.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be 2 foot by 3 foot or so.
Something like that. We each got two pieces.
Yeah.
Correct?
And then some and a little bit more. So this fed five people.
Yep.
Two good size rectangular pieces of pizza each. First of all, super delicious. Via Napoli, for me personally, is the best pizza I've had anywhere.
Okay.
And I have had pizza in New York.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been to like probably a famous place. It literally was like probably 2 a.m. and we're like, oh, there's a place that's serving pizza by the slice and we ate it and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this pizza more than anything. I love that wood fire flavor that you get. Sausage was super delicious.
Oh,
the sauce, cheese, everything is amazing.
Yep.
I love their pizza.
Yep.
$10 a person.
Yeah.
If we all had said, no, I want my own thing. I want my prosciutto melon. You want this. You want whatever. And each individually ordered one, that would have been roughly over $100 in pizza.
Yeah.
Now, chances are with a 10-inch pizza, we each maybe would have taken some home. Yeah. There were no leftovers here.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of a better deal in Disney right now if you've got five people than a $50 pizza at $10 a person.
Yep.
And we left full. We left happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is such a steal.
Yep.
And I can totally see doing this again. I mean, even if Tony had not been able to meet up with us that day,
yeah,
you're still talking $25 for me and you, $25 for Chuck and Allie. That's the price of one individual pizza.
And we would have had leftovers because we couldn't have eaten that whole thing.
Oh, gosh, no. We still would have had some. I probably could have helped out. Chuck and I could have handled it. We would not have left leftovers.
Okay.
Trust me. But I absolutely love Via Napoli for its atmosphere, for its pizza. Again, we will go back and we will do some regular dishes and we'll see what we think from, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the same. And again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I am all for paying an extra $7 to get the same dish, but eat it inside Disney in the World Showcase.
Okay.
I don't care. They could serve McDonald's in there for $7 more. And I'd be like, this is worth a $7 upcharge because I'm sitting in the World Showcase in Disney at Epcot. This is absolutely amazing. So, we did not get dessert there.
Nope.
Why? Where are we obviously gonna stop into?
Because we're in Epcot and we're going to go stop in Carmel Gucci.
What's gone?
Ugh,
back to
so
seasonal,
sad.
They're saying.
Back to seasonal is that sandwich. What was it called?
It's the ginger. I can't remember what they were calling it, but it's the gingerbread cookies with the cream filling. One of the best desserts I've ever had.
And I totally said they could do like a salted caramel cookies.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
And then put something in the middle that is that.
Yeah.
And make it not
1 year do like
seasonal.
Time do like a peanut butter chocolate. Do like a chocolate cookie with a peanut butter cream filling. That would be good. But it's gone.
For now.
So I saw a chocolate chip caramel pretzel cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, do you want it? I said, sure. I'm odd. I don't like chocolate covered pretzels. I like to eat chocolate, and then when I'm done with it, eat a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have that sweetness taste in my mouth, and then have the saltiness of the pretzel, but I don't like them together. That's still true. I thought this cookie was not good at all.
Yeah.
The problem with it is because the pretzels were baked inside the cookie.
Yeah.
They lost all their crunch. Not that they were soft, but it was almost like they were stale.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the saltiness. I think if they had baked the cookie, then crushed up pretzels and sprinkled them on top after it came out of the oven, this could have been very good. It had a caramel drizzle on top. The cookie part was good. I just didn't think it worked. And I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I didn't love it. I took a bite. It was fine. But I was like, here, you can have the rest, because I did get the caramel butter bar.
Yeah. And that's always good.
It's so
right?
good. So
I didn't
good.
Taste any that day just because I was like, I got to eat this whole cookie. I didn't want to throw it away. So, but you love that, right?
Yeah, it was super good.
Do you like that or the now defunct gingerbread cookie sandwich? Which one do you like better?
The other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cookie sandwich?
Yeah.
I got you.
And again, like I said, I like the bar. It was just, I wanted something from Carmel Gucci because it's so good. So I got that.
But for the cookie not being good, we made up for it at Sunshine Seasons.
Yes.
Right? In the land.
Yeah.
And we saw them walking in. We were going to ride Soarin', and you're like, let's get those after. We still had our group of five. So we're like,
yep,
we can get two desserts, and everybody gets the taste and everybody gives their opinion.
Yep.
What did we get?
So they had the 50th desserts, which was a chiffon lemon cake and a bundt cake. And the lemon chiffon cake is with a blueberry mousse for $5.49. And the mini chocolate bundt cake is a mini chocolate bundt cake with chocolate ganache sprinkles and icing dusted with iridescent shimmer and chocolate 50th anniversary garnish for $5.49. So both of these are $5.49. And, you know, it's so funny because I love chocolate.
Yeah.
But sometimes when it is so hot out like it was that day, I really enjoy something very refreshing. And this lemon chiffon cake had this blueberry, or not blueberry, but blue icing like on top. And it was just so good and refreshing. And then blueberry in the middle. And that was just, wow. Allie and I loved this. But y'all, for some reason, were
Tony, Chuck, and I preferred the. And again, it's not normally me. Normally, I thought I would have liked the cake. On the menu, it's simply saying lemon chiffon cake. It does not say it's a 50th dessert, but it is, because it is all decked out in the blues and the purples. It comes on this plate that has been dusted with this edible, I don't even know, glitter. Sugar glitter. And actually has a castle outline with a little Mickey head in it. I did see if it was edible. I may have licked the plate. Doesn't have a lot of taste to it. It's a bit dry, but we really went like all out on lemon. You know, like these
it's
2 weekends.
It's just refreshing.
It's much needed
when it's hot like this. And it is. It's just a refreshing, like, I mean, this time of year, that's where you get lemonade. People sell lemonade stands all in our neighborhood, like lemonade or whatever. So
we saw yesterday on the corner, mad respect to these two kids who look like they were probably in their early teens. They had set up on the near the entrance of our neighborhood, which comes from the main entrance and it also comes from the shopping center. So high traffic. They had set up on the corner and had wrapped in tin foil, stacked and ready to go, hot dogs, hamburgers, bags of chips that they were selling, little entrepreneurs. And I was super impressed with that. I don't know if they sold any. I hope they sold out, because we saw them packing up when we were leaving the pool. But anyway, the bundt cake, I believe, is probably supposed to come on a similar plate or something. I wonder if they ran out because we got served on just a regular, like, Disney paper plate. I thought it was so good. Like,
it was
not
good.
Overly chocolatey. That ganache, the dusting, everything. I loved this. It's beautiful. It has a little chocolate 50th coin sticking out the top. I think both of these were outstanding. We just preferred the chocolate a little bit more, but I would get either one of them again. They've been really knocking it out of the park with the 50th desserts.
I agree.
I know we've got a long time left on the 50th because it's going to run that full 18 months. Right. You know, we still have like a year left almost. I still see people knocking like, gee, Disney, this is all you did for the 50th. Like, what more do people want? Desserts everywhere. There's new shows. There's been changes. Merchandise continually come. Like,
the Starbucks tumblers back.
There's another one, like a water bottle. Now, I will agree 100%. October 1st being there and not even a word being said that it was 50 years to that day was a little disappointing. But I don't know what else they could have done. So anyway, I think they've been killing it on desserts. I really can't think of one we've had that we didn't enjoy. This has been an insane month because we went last weekend. We went the weekend before. We're going Thursday. We're going to go down to Typhoon Lagoon, weather pending. Probably check out Epcot. We're going to be staying with Lucy and Caleb at the Wyndham right there, which will be super exciting. And then we'll come home Friday. So we'll see what kind of info we pick up there. And then, yeah, we got some trips in July, Volcano Bay Day, Margaritaville Cottages are going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to do Typhoon Lagoon with friends that have never been and do some Universal. And then the thing I'm most excited for, but I don't want it to come too quickly, is August 4th through 7th. When we are camping at Fort Wilderness.
That'll be amazing.
From Camper Rental Adventures.
Yes.
And you and I are going to do Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. And we are going to potentially dine at Ohana for breakfast.
Oh, really?
I got a reservation Friday morning. I do have a mouse dining alert set up for Be Our Guest, just in case. But Ohana was available. I did not realize that the Ohana breakfast is $25.
Period?
Yeah. Like, so that's a really good deal. $25 each.
Okay.
I mean, but that's a really good deal. I'm the type, I love breakfast food, but it's not where I want to spend my money.
Right.
So
so you have Beauty and the Beast, like dinner?
No. I was trying to snag it for breakfast, but I could certainly put in a mouse dining alert for dinner.
Because we have not done dinner.
Yeah. And Hoop-Dee-Doo's paid for. So I can look for dinner as well if we want to try that. And we could drop the Ohana maybe, because characters aren't back yet. At Ohana, I think that's definitely one of the reasons we'd go. I just was thinking for $25 each, we're right there at Fort Wilderness, so it's a quick jump over. But beyond that, then 2 weekends later, we will be going back, staying at Coronado with our friends, Karen and Ashley. We're doing Mickey's Not So Scary that Friday night, opening night, so we'll be excited to bring that to you. And what's going to be super cool is that they are bringing their daughter, Arizona, who is going to be 7, and we are not bringing the girls, unfortunately. It's too expensive.
Yeah,
I'll say it. It's just too expensive. But we want to be be able to go see what it's like now that it's back and tell you all about it. And, yeah. and that's certainly why we're going. But I am so excited to see it through the eyes of a 7-year-old.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And so we will be able to bring the content of here's what a 7-year-old thinks of the, you know, newly brought back Mickey's Halloween,
yep.
Not so scary Halloween party. So super excited for all that cool stuff coming up. So thank you guys for listening. As always, find us at Maine ST Magic on all of the socials in the Maine Street Magic community on Facebook. We'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. If you have dined at these places, if you've stayed at a Westgate, things like that. And as long as you're out there, you hit subscribe. You're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And you might as well just leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.